Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
This man is a pathological liar. Donald Trump is a serial philanderer. The man is utterly amoral. Donald is a bully.
Ted Cruz, I don't know if he likes me or if he doesn't like me, but he is one hell of a competitor. He is a tough, smart guy.
Well, that was back then. And now, I mean, the new rumor floating around is Ted Cruz is seen at Trump Towers in New York last night, and he may be Donald Trump's choice to be the next attorney general. What's going on in transition world? Somebody who's been covering it for the Washington Post is Robert Costa, national political reporter, joins us on the line now. Hello, Robert. How are you?
Great to join you.
All right. So what do you think? Ted Cruz for attorney general? Really?
It's certainly a possibility. He's seen as favorable within Trump's inner circle, though he's had some clashes with Trump himself. Senator Sessions, who's close to Trump, same with Steve Bannon, the incoming chief strategist. They all like Cruz, and there's talk at Trump Tower. If not attorney general, maybe the Supreme Court.
Wow. And Robert Costa, I don't want to get too far in the weeds here, but thankfully you dwell in the weeds so much and you know all the backstories here. There is a name, the Mercer family. The Mercers were very much involved with funding super PACs that were favorable to Ted Cruz. They were politically aligned with Ted Cruz. They're also aligned with Steve Bannon and Breitbart News. And now Ms. Mercer finds herself on the transition team. That name really stuck out to me. Can you shed a little light on how the Mercers might be wedding the Cruz-Trump camps here?
The camps are already being wedded, and it's in part, perhaps much thanks to the Mercer family. Bob Mercer and his daughter, Rebecca, are very quiet but powerful conservative donors, and they helped install Kellyanne Conway as Trump's campaign manager, Steve Bannon as the campaign's chairman back in the summer when Trump was really struggling with Manafort. And ever since, you have this really tight group of Bannon and Conway and Rebecca Mercer, and they all hung out together. I saw them at the debates, and they really come from the Cruz world of things. They're more conservative movement than populist nationalists like Trump, and I think that's going to influence who Trump picks.
I want to turn to what happened in this shakeup that was reported a couple of days ago. Chris Christie's in charge of the transition, then all of a sudden Mike Pence is. What was going on behind the scenes there?
It's a telling story because Christie had been running the transition, a lot of hawks, mainstream Republicans involved. Trump didn't want anything to do with it for months, and it kind of fell on the wayside. A lot of Trump people tell me the transition was active, but it wasn't really building the government. Christie was tangentially involved. He had lost some confidence in Trump after the Access Hollywood tape. And based on my reporting, when Trump actually wins, they look at the transition team. They're not too pleased with it. Bannon and Conway, not Christie, are really making the decisions. And Sessions and his people say, wait a second, we don't want the Christie people filling the whole government. Let's take control of this. And so Christie found himself on the outs, wasn't really particularly close to Trump anymore. And then Christie's people lost their mentor inside of the circle. And so now you've got Jared Kushner, the son-in-law, Sessions, Steve Bannon, and Mike Flynn, the retired general, making key decisions.
Bob Costa is our guest from the Washington Post. And I want to read you the headline of CNN right now. Donald Trump's team of bitter rivals. CNN's so subtle. But they've got a point there. I mean, think about it. John Bolton, Rudy Giuliani on the shortlist for state, both of them in favor of the Iraq War. Trump on record being vehemently against the Iraq War. Ted Cruz now being brought in. And you heard what they had to say about each other. And also the idea of Donald Trump running on draining the swamp. And he picks Reince Priebus, the epitome of establishment Republican, to be his chief of staff. What is the thought process here with Donald Trump? Is it loyalty over ideology, over track record? What is the criteria in selecting these key positions?
I look at it as Trump's dealing with necessity. He does not have an infrastructure around him to form a federal government. So when it comes to some positions, he's looking to lobbyists because they're the people in town who actually have the experience and looking at legislation and regulations. So lobbyists are part of the process. Establishment Republicans and Republican hawks are part of it as well, because there's a very small pool of non-interventionist populist conservatives for Trump to pick from. There's just not enough of them here in Washington for him to build a huge federal team. And that's the challenge he's facing. Even for a place like state, there's just the kind of realist he is on foreign policy. There's a limited group of people, unless you go to a Democrat like a Joe Lieberman, who would actually fit the Trump foreign policy.
Ben Carson let it be known yesterday that he's not interested in working within the administration. He wants to stay on the outside. Is that because he read the tea leaves and saw that there wasn't going to be something for him? Or is this truly just Ben Carson deciding he doesn't want to work within the boundaries of government?
I spoke at length with Dr. Carson yesterday, and I've covered him for a long time. And my fundamental understanding of him is he's a famed neurosurgeon who now loves living in West Palm Beach with his wife. He has a pretty quiet life. He gives paid speeches. He consults informally to Trump. He goes on TV down the street from his house at a remote studio. He's put together a life that he enjoys. I don't think he is itching at all to run a federal bureaucracy.
We could all do a little worse than Ben Carson now, the way you paint that picture. Yeah. Robert Costa, let me ask you this again. You're so good at the inside politics stuff and the inside stories because you can translate and make it accessible to us. So, Jared Kushner, I keep hearing this name over and over. He is Donald Trump's son-in-law. Listen, frankly, I think any man who can woo and wed Ivanka Trump,
there you go,
and seal that deal, he deserves the keys to the kingdom.
You got to stand in admiration of a guy like that.
But we're now told that he is possibly the closest advisor to President-elect Trump. They've asked for security clearances for him. What role does he play here?
He plays an incredibly influential role. Every time I was on Trump's plane, it was Jared Kushner who was sitting next to him in the main cabin. Jared Kushner, who was helping put papers in front of Trump. And because of the Bobby Kennedy law, this law that says it's not really, you can't have nepotism in the federal government after Kennedy was AG for JFK, it's going to be tougher to see how Jared has an official role. But part of the discussions are, how does he fit? And even though you have Priebus and Bannon in there as the top two staffers of the White House, you always have to think about Kushner as the head of the power matrix that comes from the family. And in Trump's world, the family is ever influential.
Well, we want Jared Kushner to have a big role in this administration because more Jared is in Washington, D.C.
More Ivanka.
That's right. Yeah. And we are big fans of Ivanka here.
Yeah. All right.
Costa, good stuff,
Robert
man.
Costa, thank you so much for joining us. Good background.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.